We are learning Masechtas Ksubas Daf Samach Tesem Abayis. We are beginning 5 lines from the top by middle of the line. Amar Rav Avoh, Menayin Lo Ovel Shemesiv Roish. How do you know the Ovel sits at the head of the table? Shneim says the pasuk, Evchar Darkon VeEishev Roish VeEshkoin Kemelach BeGedud Kasher Avelim Yenachem. So you see that you sit in the front just like Avelim on Menachem. Frey the Gemara, Yenachem Acher Mashmas Mashma. The ones who coming to console sit in the front. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Yenachem Ksiv, it says it, if it wanted to say it with a Pasach, it should have had an Aleph or a Hey, but it says Yenachem by itself, it's like Yenuchem, which means get consoled, and therefore the drasha is that the ones who get consoled, the Ovel, sits Berosh. Look at Tav Tosfos, Tiktok Shilas, exactly how you see it means Yenuchem, yeah, Rashi and Tosfos. Mazut Yomam Mahacham, in this Pasach, the Pasach says, L'chein ata yiglu b'roish goylim v'sar mirzach seruchim. And we dash like this. V'sar mirzach seruchim means like this. Mar v'zach, someone who's bitter, and v'zach means his mind's not here, nasasar l'seruchim, became the leader for the seruchim, for the ones who are not doing well. So you see, the ovel is sitz b'roish. Omer Rava, the end of the, you know, the recap, the sugi, Omer Rava, Hilchasa, the halacha is, you collect from karka, not metalli. Bein lemezoni, which means mezonis for the daughters. Bein leksuba, sifre ksuba, if of the isha, or bein leparnasa, sifre the isin achosim. We don't collect from metallim. And we did speak out of 20 blad ago that the ga'inim paskin that lemaisa bezman hazeh. We do collect from metaltlim. It's an dafnun aleph from an aleph. Tai says in there is manazeh the kulu gavay metaltli ksuba umezonis b'zakhanas agayinim uparnas anami. It says over there in Taisvis that we are minigis. We do collect from metaltli for all these chiyuvim. Zok the mishtevaita. Someone who dies and leaves over a daughter, leaves over some children, and he gave his money to an apotropis, to an agent, to someone to oversee the money. He gave money to his bita, but he gave it to a third person, to an agent, to take care of the money, and he'll invest it for you. But here in Mara, she says, "Nemon bali alai, give the money to my husband. He will invest it. I trust him to invest it, because remember, this is not an adunya, and this is not something that belongs to her husband at all. It's like nixim alug. Nixim alug means that if she has property, he eats the payers. But here, it was cash." So you don't leave cash around, that's about tashkas, you have to invest it. So really the father said that this agent should invest it. She says, you know, my husband will take the money and buy karka, and he'll eat the payers and I'll own the karka. I trust my husband. That's what she says. It does. We'll see in a second. So we'll see in the Gemara. V'yimeres nemon bali alai. So yasa shlish mash hushus b'yad d'vrei meir. Meir says, no, we listen to the, it's, we'll see, it has to do with mitzvah l'kayim d'vrei meis. The meis said he should be the agent. Finish, he's the agent. That's what Meir says. Reis Eimer, v'chi'ene el asada, v'yireis l'machar eim v'chura. Let's say it would be a field already, right? Then she would have a right to sell it. It's her nechsim look, she could sell it. So if she has rights in it, why can't she say, give me the money? Harim v'chura ma'achsha. So he holds, he could demand that to give the money to her husband to invest. Zok the Mishnah, medva amurim, b'gdoyla. Avvaktana imasak tana klum. We'll see in the Gemara what exactly this means. But it says, medva amurim, b'gdoyla. So going back on Rabbi Yossi or Rameya, we'll see in the Gemara. Like upon him, that's what's going on. This Mishnah, the Shaila is, could she say, I want the money to go to my husband to invest? Tell Rabbanan, Hamashus Mayis the Chosnai. If you put a, give money to an agent for your future son-in-law, which means basically for your daughter, Likamayam Sada, Labitai, to buy a field for your daughter, and they're going to, you know, they're going to have dividends, and the Baal will eat the payers, but the Karen, the principal, will belong to the Bitai, but he got someone else to take care of it. V'hiyei meres, she says, Yenoshlo Baili, give it to my husband. So minan asuin, if she's married already, or just v'yada, she could demand, yeah, give it to my, I'm married already, I give it to my husband. Mina eres and yasa shushma shushma v'yada, v'rameya. So we just limited Rameya Shita, that dafka mina eresin, that you can't say that, but mina asuin, you could, mina asuin, you could demand to give it to the husband. Now, if you look at Rashi says that the lashon is likashitin. The Rashi's mashma is only the even Mishnah. It's not Rashi the Mishnah. So Tosis asked Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi's not so clear. Rashi says Hamashes might be the Masa might be actually Sarek be the Likur Sada the Dun Likur Shnosei when they get married. So it sounds like even after they get married, there's the Mishnah. We're just saying now the whole Mishnah only been at Erisin. So Tosis the Maskal Hamashlish argues on Rashi that reason. The Marshal says Rashi never meant that. I just want to speak out of that Tosis. But either way, our Gemara is saying that Minhan Esuin Yutaka could demand to give it to your husband, not Minaris. The Rame. Reisi Eimer depends. Gedayla, if she's a Gedayla, Bein Minasum, Bein Minarisin, or just be all the sign Minasum, sign Minarisin, she says, give it to my husband, you have to listen. Katana, Bein Minasum, Bein Minarisin, Yasa, Shashmash, Shashmash, the Shlish does what he was commanded to do by the husband, by the father. My Minayu. So what's the Machlaikas? Which Nakuda is the Machlaikas? If the Nakuda is like this, the Ketana Minasuin, according to Rav Meir, the Meir Sava Shus Biyada, Vos to Rav Yisrael Lemeir, no, I feel Minasuin, not me, Gedoyli and Ketana Loi. That means, in a certain way, Rav Meir is more Mekel, Ema Seifa. It can't be like that. Walk, Ema Seifa. It says, Avabaktana, in the Rav Meir Mum, end of the Mishnah, it says, Avabaktana, Ema Isa Ketana Klum. Haman Ketana Loi, who's that going according to? Ilim Rav Yaisi, if it's going to Rav Yaisi, and it's saying like this, that if Chen El Soda, she can sell it, and Medvar, Mur Megdoy, Lo Baktana, she can't. Hamar Reza Sham, Dom Rav Yaisi, Chen El Soda, Vyor Yisrael Melech, Rege Mechur Ma'achshav. And that's Dafka Gedoy, Lo, the Basvini, in, Ketana, Lo, Asvini, Lo, Lo, you don't speak it out. It's Pasha, she's saying, if I'd want to sell it, there wouldn't be a sale. Yeah, it's only by Gedoy, not by Ketana. So it must be the last words of Medvar Amurim. El Ramei, it must be Ramei. V'chshuri Mechshu. It says, read the Mishnah. V'achtoni. Yasa Shlush Mashush B'yodoi. That it says in the Mishnah that if she demands to give it to her husband, no, the agent does what he has to do. Medvar Amurim Mena Erisin. Amunasuin Shush B'yodoi. Amunasuin. The wife could demand to give it to her husband. Medvar Amurim B'gdoila. V'ktanei Ma'isek Tana Klum. So you see, even Rav Meir agrees that Mena Nesuin, still, if she's a Ktana, does not work. So that's a kuliyama. So what's the machlokes from Rav Yaisi? A gedolah mina erisin ikamanayu. The machlokes is gedolah mina erisin. According to Rav Meir, he's more machmir. He said mina erisin. No, you can't say that. Give it to my husband. But according to Rav Yaisi, as long as she's a gedolah, she could say give it to my husband. Itmar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Alocha Rav Yaisi. Pasuk Rav Yaisi that once she's a gedolah, she has full rights over the property. But Rav Amar no. Rav Amar Nachman Alocha Rav Meir that she does not have full rights until nesuin from erisin not. Zogt Gemara, Ilfa, Tala Nafshe Viskraya. Rashi brings down that there's a story in Masechtas Tainis with Ilfa that him and Rabbi Yochanan were going on the way to learn, and they Ilfa backed out and went to work, and then later on Rabbi Yochanan came to Rosh Hashiva. When Ilfa came back from his Schaira, he came back and he saw Rabbi Yechon's Rosh Hashiva. Rabbi Yechon said, if you would have learned, you would have been Rosh Hashiva. So Ilfa held that no, even with my Schaira, I'm still a big Talmud Chacham. And Ilfa told an Avshay Beskari de Makusei, we climbed up a mast of a ship up the pole. And he said, anyone tells me a brisa that's certified by the Beis Medrash of Chiya Rav Yishaya, and I'm not going to show you that it's first in the Mishnah, I'm not going to show you the Makar in the Mishnah, if I can't do that to you, I'll fall off this mast and drown. He's saying, you can ask me any question, I'll answer you. Asahu Saba, this Saba came, Tonalei, and told him over a brisa. The brisa is like this, someone v'shas his misa. He commands the agent, the overseer, to do this. Give my son a shekel a week for his tzrachim, for his allowance. Really, he can use a sela. And sela is two shekelim. What's the halacha? You give a sela because the Kohen father wasn't cheshbonning exactly how much money a person needs. You know, he's still living 30 years ago. So therefore, you give him a sela. He didn't mean to say dafka shekel. It was a mara mokim v'alma. Bavim amar. If he says, Al titnu lem ella shekel, he says, don't give him only a shekel. Then you know he means it seriously. Ain't nurse to ella shekel, only give a shekel. V'im amar. So that's if they say it. Ella, not ella. But v'im amar, in meisu yusha achem dachdeim, if the children die, he makes a tenai that other people should get the Yerusha. So then, bench amar tenu, bench amar el tenu, ain't nurse to lem ella shekel. Because since other people are bound to lose, so therefore you have to listen to exactly what he says. He says, give a shekel, only give a shekel. So that's the brisa. So the Saba asked Ilfa, okay, where is that from? A Malay, you know where that's from? Vakar? Our Mishnah. Hamani Ramehi. Domar Mitzvah Lekayim Divri Ameis. It's our Mishnah that it's mitzvah to contact the mace. It's mitzvah to listen to what he said. The mace said, give it to a shlish to oversee the money. So that's this money. This is Rameya. One more Gemara. We're not going to finish the paragraph. We'll do one more Gemara. Omer Rav Chista, Omer Ma'okva. Hilchasa bein shom atnu, bein shom al titnu, noistim kol tzarkam. Saif says two, Saif says al titnu ela, you give him kol tzarkam. You give him kol tzarkam. Pray to Gemara, kaimel alok rameh, don't miss the kind of rameh. So Chari, what's going on? Why are we saying you give him kol tzarkam? He said only a shekel. Only a shekel. So Mahani mili mili achanis, that's only other things. Avaha, this, meinach nichle. He wants his children to have enough to eat. The reason why he said it was Rudin Hudasa, he wanted them to mizarez them to try to two things like Rashi says. First of all, to try to make money themselves, try to be self-sufficient. And number two is they shouldn't fresh too much food. Rav Sonim shouldn't eat too much food. That's why he said that. But Avada, if they're not making it, Avada wants to give them cold sarkom, that's the chazaka, even mitzvah kayim de rei ameis.